And the final thing I'll talk about, I've got other points in my paper that I hope you'll read, but the other thing that's coming next time is, quote, computer simulated maps. There's a couple of guys that have come up with this theory that they can develop an algorithm based upon nonpartisan criteria and run 2 million simulated computer maps, and then they say, here's how many seats the Democrats win under these simulated maps, here's how many they win under the inactive Republican map, and by gosh, that Republican map is so bad it's a political outlier. The problem with the computer simulated maps is that they garbage in and garbage out.
Thank you.
You can read these things and get the results that you want to get, and we've had a couple of cases already where we know the guy who's the top expert in this field, and we were starting to get to him because we found out that this is exactly what he's doing. So if you hear the term computer simulated maps, again, these people doing this are very smart. It's very complex. You've got to get the right experts to look at their algorithm and all the backup data, but there's a definite way to defeat the concept of computer simulated maps. I hope I didn't run over, and again, thank you for having me here.
Thank you.